League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Steelhouse Poker Club. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Final hour of the show. It is The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. We're here till 4. Blitz is here till 7. Steelhouse Poker, 9930 North Freeway. It is the grand opening. It is a sweet spot if you play poker. And it is no sweeter than it's ever going to be this weekend with a big, big pot.
Sorry. Andreas, you got to turn it down a little bit, bro. I'm trying to get your attention off air, but I couldn't. My ears are bleeding. Thank you. Sorry. I had to. He wasn't paying attention. See what happens? Now you got called out over the air. That's what you get.
Anyway, $100,000 pot here at Steelhouse Poker. Barry's going to play tomorrow. If you can't get here today, you can still play tomorrow. And then the winners, the top 25% from both Friday and Saturday, play it off on Sunday. The pot is big. The atmosphere is great. Stop in and see him. Good. You're going to have food trucks outside. They've got pizza, hot pretzels, and milkshakes inside. It's BYOB, but they do have some beverages here available, I believe.
Yes. Yep. They have like Coke, Diet Coke. You can get stuff like that, but you got to bring your own if you want to get your drink on. Okay. Specifically. A couple of texts real quick. Actually, let's get to these calls. I don't want to make them hold forever.
Let's do it.
So who was first, Nick? White Magic?
Yeah, White Magic was first.
Let's take White Magic. White Magic, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen? Hey, great interview yesterday, Joel. I didn't get to listen to it live yesterday, but listen to it today with Chuck. Great interview.
Oh, thanks. Hey, I wasn't there.
Y'all had to try. There's a movie theater off Westheimer. It's called like iPick. They have like beds you can pay extra, like lounge beds you can pay extra to like lay down in and watch the movie.
Is there enough privacy on those beds?
I don't remember, man. It was a couple years back. But I don't know. I think I got a little action. I don't know. I don't remember.
I didn't even know that.
That's been a couple movie theaters.
That was the popcorn trick.
Yeah.
Hey, but do you guys know any bars that don't allow kids? Every bar I go to, there's like a 10-year-old in there slamming shots of vodka.
What? You're wild. Get out of here, White Magic. Have a good weekend, bud.
Thanks for calling, brother.
Yeah, if you see a kid at a bar, you talk about bad parenting. I would try to do that, though, on occasion. Like, go out there and what?
I'm just asking you, so you think it's a bad idea if parents bring their kids to an establishment after school to have a few beverages?
I mean, yeah,
man, they do it like at like wing spots all the time. You know, they're having
no
wings.
At a bar, like a bar bar, not like but a restaurant
bring a
or
kid
a place
to a bar
eat.
Bar though.
Yeah, like, you can.
Not really.
I've seen them. You can't. They can't. Like, you can't get them drunk, but you can't take a. You can take a kid to a bar. Absolutely. Joel does.
So if your kid acts up, do you like slip her like a shot of vodka in her baby?
Yeah, you rub a little Jack on the gums, get them quiet. Man. Thank you so much. Yeah, you just get them all chilled out with a little Jack Daniels. You rub it on the gums.
Some
good
crown.
To go. Yeah. No, you don't waste Crown on a kid. No, you don't do that.
Only a cat.
Just a, yeah.
If your cat's ornery, Nick, that's what you do.
If my cat was crying a lot, I'd rub a little Jack Daniels on his gums. If you can, the trick is you got to catch him, but whatever. By the way, we teased it. It's time to do it. We said at the 3 o'clock hour we were going to announce the winners of the Usual Suspects Weight Loss Challenge. So it's time.
Let's do it.
All right, now, if you haven't been paying attention or you're new to the show and you don't know what's up, when the new year rolled around, we came up with the idea of the Usual Suspects Weight Loss Challenge. Now, we had a ton of people enter, and so we were really, really excited about that. And we had great sponsors. We had Mo with Houston Family Nutrition. Healthy Gourmet was a sponsor. C-Force Water with Chuck Norris's Water. They all sponsored. Healthy Gourmet and Mo at Houston Family Nutrition are part of our prizes. So our goal when we did this was we wanted to lose a literal ton of weight. Mm-hmm. And I don't think we made that. And I'm not going to say that we didn't make that. It's just that a lot of people
didn't do the final weigh-in.
Just quit and didn't weigh in.
Yeah.
They either did the weight loss and didn't come weigh in or just quit halfway through. So the participation was great for a while. Some folks petered out. I kind of expected that. I didn't expect everybody to hang in through the end. But we did the weight loss challenge in three divisions. So Division A was 250 pounds or less. Division B was 251 to 300. And Division C was 301 or greater. Mm-hmm. So we had three different winners. So without further ado, Division A, 250 pounds or less. The winner, Nick Aguilar, lost 26.4 pounds.
Good job, Nick.
That's badass.
Way to stick with it, man.
Yeah, and Division B, which was 251 pounds to 300, the winner, Francisco Abarca. Lost 11 pounds.
Another loyal suspect.
Yeah, and now see, this is where I'm disappointing some of you guys, because I know you fell within that 250 to 300 range. 11 pounds is great, but I feel like that there was more for the taking there. You could have... could have slid in there and done it up, but 11 pounds is a lot, dude. I wish I could lose 11 pounds right now. I really do. So congratulations to Francisco. And then Division C, 301 pounds or more, the big winner, Mark Schell.
You talk about big winner.
Mark Schell is the winner of the 301 and over category, 54 pounds.
And we know Mark well, and Mark stops by and sees us on remotes, and we saw Mark shrinking.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about a difference in a person. Yeah, he lost like a 12-year-old. That's a.
I mean, the first time he went to your comedy show and asked for a hug, he was the size of the dome.
Wow.
And when he came out to Cowboys and Indians, I mean, he was more of a storage unit.
Yeah, he lost a ton of weight there. So between the three of them, what is that, 80, 95 pounds between them three? Just in our winners alone. So that's awesome. Congratulations to you three. Now, we also had the People's Champ.
Which was our choice.
Our People's Choice. Like, who was it that was in it and staying positive and doing, like, we felt like maybe they're not going to win the weight loss challenge necessarily, have the most percentage lost. But they did a bunch of other stuff. And for us, we all three agreed that the People's Champ of the 2018 Usual Suspects Weight Loss Challenge has to go to Chris Household.
Without question.
Without a doubt. That dude was on the Facebook. He was getting people motivated. He started the group. Yep. He added people to it that wanted to get in there. And that was awesome because Mo was able to provide tips and people were giving each other encouragement. And a lot of that had to do with Chris. Not only that, he stayed active. He stayed at it. And I know he lost a lot of weight. So our People's Champ, Chris Householder.
A lot of people like to stay kind of in the background and just go through with the process.
Yep.
The leader of the pack. He was driving the bus, and from the, like you said, pictures of the food he was preparing and making sure everybody got on that Facebook page,
yep,
giving out props, playing basketball like 8 days in a row till his feet were about ready to fall off. He did a great job. So, Chris, we all voted. It was pretty much unanimous. We appreciate it.
We have a belt.
Yep.
It's not going to fit, obviously, because it's like a wrestler's belt, right? Is that the term I'm looking for?
Yeah, it's like Josh Reddick's WWE belt.
Yeah. It's like a championship belt. Right? Okay. Yeah. So we have that for you, Chris. But congratulations to everybody that entered. Even if you didn't win, but you lost weight, congratulations to you. Thank you for participating. And I hope that we all hope that it was something that was fun for you and also motivated you.
Safe to say we'll put this back on the radar as we get close to the holidays to try and do this even bigger and better next year.
Yeah, and I would go through and read you all of the grand prizes, but there's a lot of words in front of me. But just know, like, the Division C winner, I think they got Healthy Gourmet for a month.
Solid.
That's a lot of damn food for a month.
Yep.
Division B winner got a – Mo is going to go to Francisco's house. I think he's making – making him dinner. Then he's going to do a kitchen makeover and then take him to the store and do some sort of like shopping training to help you where it makes it easier. Like you can just make better decisions at the store. And then Nick,
the eviction notice is not included in that when you have to try and get Mo back out of your house.
That's true. Okay. And then Division A, Nick won one of those sports tickers. I wish I had one of those.
They're pretty badass.
They're so badass. It's got like all the scores. You put that in the man cave or you put it where you watch sports and stuff. It's really chill. You can put it in the garage, wherever you hang out. So congratulations to everybody that won.
Very, very cool. And again, we appreciate y'all. We set that goal. We set lofty goals. It was our first year doing it. And you guys just came through with flying colors. We wish more people would have weighed out at the end because I think we would have been close to the goal. But regardless, we know it was a success because we saw the results and we saw you guys not only showing up in person to remotes and things, but we saw with the Facebook page and other ways with social media connecting how much you guys were getting out of that. And that's what that warms our hearts, makes us feel a whole lot better about the whole thing.
Yep. Indeed.
All right, so we're going to continue to roll. We're about time for a break, but we're going to continue to be here at Steelhouse Poker, where you can be a part of this.
Steelhouse!
Barry's working now. He's going to play tomorrow.
Yeah, I am.
There's a lot of people that gave you a weird look for that little
ditty. That's
true.
They don't know what the red house is, but that's all right. I just hope I'm not the first one bounced tomorrow. That's the goal. Don't want to be the first one out. That's the goal.
Like a ball, baby. You're going to bounce. Right. And a bad check. All right. Hey, we'll be back with more of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Steelhouse Poker Club. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
I was with this chick for 8 years, and she and I, bro, it's been 3 years now, and I haven't talked to her. We don't really communicate whatsoever. I get a phone call a couple of months ago from a number I don't recognize, and I answer it. There's a guy on the other end of the line. I go, hello. He goes, is this Slade? I go, yeah. He goes, did you used to date Brittany? I go, yeah. He goes, I'm the guy that's dating her now. Why are you calling me? Did she kill somebody? What happened? Long, awkward pause. He goes, look, your name's come up a couple of times in conversation, and every time it does, she kind of refers to you as the one that got away. And I was like, holy shit, she still thinks of me like that? He goes, no, you got the away. How'd you do it? You guys have been amazing. Thank you so much. Good night.
Hey, it's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. That was Slade Ham. He is our comedian of the week on an F Yeah Friday. I'm John. He's Barry. Nick's back at the studio. You want to fill anybody in one last time on Slade?
Yeah. Sladeham.com if you want to check out more, get his schedule. Instagram and Twitter at Sladeham. Host of the Whiskey Brothers podcast. Like I said, he does a lot of tours with the USO overseas training the troops, hence some of the jokes that he had about that. Got a new book that dropped on May 15th called Until All the Dragons Are Dead. It's basically just stories from the streets of Iraq and Seoul to the Dead Sea and everywhere in between. It should be really entertaining. He's a great writer, really funny dude. So you can get that at like Amazon on the Kindle or on his website or at bookstores. I believe it's all out now in all bookstores as well. So Slade Ham, our comedian of the week.
Yeah, very, very funny dude. So check him out. And like I said, you got to give him some love if he was the guy that kind of got you going in the right direction.
Yeah, he was my first big vouch from a headliner. I got to feature for him on one off night, and he was like, yo, man, like there's – because there was this big thing about, well, there's no good features in Houston right now. This was several years back. And then I got to feature for him, and then I think Bryson – I featured for him like on a Wednesday, and then Bryson Brown featured on him, who we've had on the show Thursday through Saturday. And then he went back on Facebook on Sunday and was like, yo, there's this stigma. There's no good features. He says, I just worked with two of them. Both of them are really good. And, man, you talk about helping you. When you get stuff like that, it really does give you a boost. And then from there, you know, guys, I've had a ton of help. Guys like Billy D take me on the road and vouch for me with other clubs. So it's huge, man. That's a big deal in our community. So I appreciate that.
That's awesome. AJ, yep. AJ did that for me.
Did he vouch for you in radio?
Yeah,
that's
fantastic.
Good.
It was huge.
I could see that.
He does it for everybody. He's just a people's
that's
champ.
What he is. That's
just a people's champ. Yeah, so Fred, AJ, John, the Blitz. John will be at the studio, but Fred and AJ will be here at Steelhouse Poker like we are. Big tournament, grand opening weekend. Check it all out when you get a chance. Last segment, we were talking a little bit about restaurants, movie theaters, sections where kids are not allowed, people jumping all over that on social media. And, of course, we also have people that call in from time to time that have some commentary. Tobias wants to get in here. Tobias, what's up?
Yeah, I'm a restaurant manager and I'm also a father of two. I want to start by apologizing for my brother / cousin Hank. He called in here a couple times and that's just real goofball. You're talking about Deer Park. I don't know if y'all remember that.
I seem to recall it, yeah.
Well, anyways, that is a golden rule in parenting, I think. If your child is ruining other people's night, it doesn't matter if you're trying to have a good night or not. You decide to have that child, so you can't. I kind of lost my spot there. You can't let it ruin other people's night, basically. You can take it outside. It's not a big deal. You get your food to go, and you carry on with your night. But that's all I have to say. I love the show, guys, and appreciate it.
Thanks
appreciate
for hanging
it,
in there, Tobias.
Yeah, thanks for
yeah, I mean, you know what? That's part of being a good parent. I mean, I know that there are people out there that really have crap for brains that think that, you know, if you do that, that you're setting yourself up for failure because then the kid's going to use it against you. One, that depends on the age of the kid. But more so than anything else, if you also accompany the actions with the explanation and explain to the kid as they get older why you're doing what you're doing and why that's not acceptable, then you're not going to have to worry about that. But again, if you're an ass clown of a parent and you think that way, you also are probably going to be on the other side of the end of the spectrum. You're going to look like an idiot to the people in the restaurant, and you just have to hope that the kid's going to follow direction.
How bad do you think Tobias feels? He sat on hold that whole time.
And lost his train of thought.
Lined it up, got ready to shoot a shot, and then went, out.
But at least he apologized to Hank, and Hank got more love because we remembered his
I don't
call.
Remember Hank specifically, but I do remember somebody calling about deer in Deer Park.
And it wasn't
making
Scott.
A pun. Or was it the whole, it's the Deer Park deer or something? I don't remember. I do remember something.
I think
like
he just wanted to agree with Joel because, yeah. You know, take your kids outside and don't stay in the restaurant. I think he just wanted to agree with Joel anyway. So I think the gist of his point.
Yeah. So it was a bad call is what you're saying.
That was a great call, Nick.
Anyone that would call in and agree with Joel, obviously a bad call.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Don't ever do that, people.
Hey, we're at Steelhouse Poker where Barry's going to be the first one to be bounced tomorrow in the big tournament.
There's three people out now. We are we have three people down. Still 3 hours and 12 minutes to register if you want to get in, too.
There you go. Andreas has been registering, eating food. He surveyed the parking lot three times. Yeah. And he's at some point going to get to your headset. So we'll continue to roll on here. Our promo crew is here. Lots of goodies to be had at Steelhouse Poker as well. So even if you don't play, stop in and say, hey, we're here till 4, Blitz till 7, lots of koozies. We've got tickets, by the way, to the Carbach Barbecue Cook-Off tomorrow at Carbach Brewery where we were on Wednesday. Unbelievable spot, indoors and out. They're going to have a cook-off going on. People are going to buy tickets at the door. You can have them for free. All you got to do is stop in and see us here at Steelhouse Poker. So stop in and see us if you get a chance for that as well.
So we got a text that I thought was pretty appropriate.
Okay.
It says, because we were, you know, teasing Nick about fantasy football.
Yep.
And the text says, Nick's as good at fantasy football as he is way back Wednesday. Boom. In your face, Nicholas. Suck it.
No.
Wow.
He's like, no.
Nick, shouldn't they blame Siri on both?
Right?
See, it's not really you.
See.
Look at that. Look at that.
I don't get no assistance from my wife. I don't have a wife to give pretty much create my list, sir.
So 1 week I get my wife involved, and now it's going to be a thing.
1 week right. When we have to do all Spanish-related songs, he gets his Latina wife.
I mean,
one
you are
week. Responsible. You are responsible. You'll order the food to go and you take your kids home.
So. Yes.
And Barry, I'm the one you that leave your bobcat in the bed of your truck.
Gets
don't
my
bring
list
the bobcat
in on time.
I don't have a bobcat.
You got to leave them outside.
What the hell? I kind of wish I had a bobcat. That'd be kind of badass, right? Could you imagine walking through your neighborhood with a bobcat on a leash?
It's like going to a pizza place what? To order Mexican what? Food. If the category is Mexican artists, I'm going to a resource.
She's not Mexican per se.
50%?
She's from Mexico.
Of her relatives are.
Okay, but that's not.
I don't
she's
care.
Not.
She's an
she's
expert.
She's American.
I'm going to the expert. I'm
she's
sorry.
She's American.
That's why people that
she's
love,
Latina.
That's why
but
people
she's
that
American.
Love great sports radio come to us. It's the same
I
have, thing.
You know why I know all this?
Because
I go through the same thing with my wife because I called her Mexican, and that is absolutely not true. She is descendants of people from Mexico. But she was very quick to point out, I'm American. And I was like,
I
that's
found out, don't use
my
the term
bad.
Hispanic.
Hispanic, yeah, I don't know.
That's a no.
There's like something, yeah, that and you have to like Latina.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, you'll get in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, I didn't get in trouble. She just made sure, and her mom made sure to point that out to me.
You know, we were talking about bandwagons, and yes, I hear the music, Nick, but I'm just going to get these out of the way. Somebody said, you can't dog bandwagon fans and then criticize Browns fans for being loyal. Touche. Good point. Okay. I feel you.
Okay.
I still will, but whatever. I understand your point.
All right. We've got a half hour to go in the big show. Don't go anywhere. It's more of the usual suspects coming up in mere moments on ESPN 97.5.
Come back, baby, because I like to say I've been around the world back from
the most delicious app in the business and the easiest steak you can download.
Wait, I think I messed that up.
The most delicious steak in the business and the easiest sports radio app you can download.
Nice.
Yeah, right?
Saltgrass Steakhouse presents the ESPN 97.5 app. Download it today.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Steelhouse Poker Club. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, gang, I don't know if you heard or not. We're doing this thing called the Name Game. We're going to continue to do it for a while now. And essentially, if you are those loyal listeners that listen to ESPN 97.5 throughout the day, helping us to be the number one sports station in town, we've got a name game for you. Essentially, what's going to happen is throughout the day, we're going to promote the show that's going to be where you give. We mention two names. If one of those names is your first name, you try to be the first caller, and you get the prize. There's great prizes, gift certificates, other neat prizes that can be won. And essentially, all you got to do is have the appropriate name and listen at the appropriate time. So we're going to encourage you to keep on listening, keep on following all the different shows, and from show to show, you will be able to have your chance to win if your name is called. Raheel and Dell gave away the prize today, but listen again on Monday, and we'll give you hints and clues as to what show and at what time we'll play the name game. And again, if it's your name, call in and win some great prizes.
Word. You heard that Dave Chappelle and Jon Stewart are touring, right?
That's how I did.
Two of their stops are in Texas, El Paso and here in Houston.
Here's our Nick and my way, right? It's going to be at the Smart Financial Center. Yeah.
You going to go?
Thought about it.
Because AJ the Beer King on Twitter asked if I was going. And unfortunately, like, I don't do comedy shows anymore. I've always liked it. Like, if you worked at Pizza Hut, the last thing you want to do is go home and make a pizza and eat a pizza. And so because I do comedy, I don't even watch it that much. I try to keep up with the specials that get dropped on Netflix and stuff. But, like, going and all that just kind of lost its luster for me. But I wish it didn't because I'm such a fan of comedy. But no, I probably won't go. You?
Yeah, I would go. I mean, and I like concerts. Lisa doesn't like concerts. And I used to, like, I was
I'm
the
with
concert
her on that too.
King. And you had said that the other day.
I hate people.
So I was trying to say, you don't like concerts, but you like concerts. No, you don't like concerts.
No, I don't like concerts.
So that explains why you would go to comedy too. Because I'm going, look, I love going to concerts, and I would definitely go see. I have not. Nick, have you been to the Smart Financial Center yet? It looks great, but I haven't been there yet.
I have not been there. I've driven around it, but never been. I've never attended any performance at all.
Likewise, and I told you that a buddy of mine that ran a lot of the stuff at the Toyota Center is now in charge of the Smart Financial. So even if we just for a tour, but I'd like to see that place because it looks really nice.
Now, if he gave me free tickets,
I'm saying.
And it's a smaller venue because I know Barry hates people. I think it's like 5,500 or 6,000 people.
It's, well, what's cool about it is
5,500 is still a lot of people to hate.
No, it has the ability. They have, I think it's a mobile bowl is what they call it. It has the ability to shrink down in bowl size for in bowl from like 1,200 all the way up to 6,500.
Well, they don't certainly need to shrink it for those two.
No,
Chappelle by himself could sell out like Toyota Center.
Now, Journey without Steve Perry, you might have that problem.
Right, you want to shrink it down to 1,200. Yeah. But I'll tell you what, to me, and I've been to like, I saw Louis C.K. when I first started doing comedy. I went and saw him at Jones Hall. And that was that's a big venue for comedy.
Yep.
Honestly, the best comedy is going to be, like the best show, the best feel is going to be at a club. A small club,
intimate venue.
Low ceilings. That's what you like. The perfect room seats about 150 to 200, real low ceilings. It's not very, you know, like wide. Like it's a tight room. It's that makes for the, because then once those laughs start rolling and the energy starts to build, it's just unbeatable, man. You don't ever get that kind of energy or those kind of laughs or the feel. Like at a bigger, like the Smart Financial Center or anything like that. It just doesn't happen.
Well, Smart Financial also gears towards people with money. Like they got fancy suites that cost an absolute fortune. And they got.
Do they really?
Yeah, you can do like yearly membership stuff too. Because my buddy works there. Wow. So it's a little fancy. It's for those people who've got the money.
I didn't know that. I thought it was essentially for the venue for the acts that aren't going to fill up the Toyota Center.
That's
but
true.
But still
too.
Looking to tour.
Like G Easy, well, believe I don't it understand. Or not, like when I saw G Easy perform there, I was like, "Really, G Easy can't fill up Toyota Center?" But apparently,
I don't even know who the hell G Easy is.
G Easy has a couple of big rap tracks.
What I'm surprised is that Chappelle and Stewart would be there, because I really feel like they could fill up the Toyota Center. I think Chappelle could by himself.
I would agree with that,
especially if it's like, well, you know, he doesn't come very often, he doesn't tour very often. I just feel like that would be. Well, what's weird to me, though, is that they're coming to Houston. That's great. But El Paso? And I get why, because where it's located, you can drive
sure,
from L.A.
geographically, right.
You're going to get, you know, from all the way from – you're going to – geographically, it makes sense. But that's kind of a weird town, I guess, to do that in. But good for them.
I definitely think – what did in New York, what did he sell out? How many shows in New York?
A lot. He had a residency. I forget where his residency was, but he was doing a lot of music.
At the Apollo, wasn't it?
No, he was doing a lot of music shows at some place. I forget the name of it, but yeah, he had. It was more music than comedy, though.
Yeah, but I thought he did the Apollo Theater too, where he sold out like back to back dates and like record.
That's possible. It's possible. I actually don't keep up with. I mean, Chappelle's not my favorite comic, but I admire what he does, but. Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me if he had a couple of sellouts.
I definitely could see him filling the Toyota Center. That was a little bit surprising to me, but we'll see. And it's just one date that he's going to Smart Financial?
As far as I know, yeah.
You would
just
think
the one
he'd
show.
More than one.
There might be a couple of shows that night, because that's not unheard of to do two or three shows in one night. So you have like a 7 o'clock show, a 9:30 show, and then maybe a midnight show or something like that. That's not unheard of, but
right.
Yeah, it's just the one date that I've heard of so far. That could change, but... did you see this thing from Donovan Mitchell? He tweeted out where he was talking about the combine.
I did not.
And he was talking about these rookies coming in. And he offered up some advice to NBA draft prospects. It's pretty sound advice, but it makes you wonder why. Or he said, for all the guys in the combine, just remember, you may jump the highest, run the fastest, or score the most. No commas, by the way, which makes it really difficult to read all that. But you can mess everything up with how you behave off the floor. Eyes everywhere, 100, my little PSA for the day. And then Jay Crowder was like, that's real. But, yeah, he's just out there throwing out advice and saying,
that goes back to what we were saying, too, your social media and all that. If you have aspirations of doing anything on the professional athletic field, you got to be hyper careful. Even when you're just trying to get a college scholarship, you got to really clean up your act with your social media and otherwise.
Speaking of college scholarships and college, did you see the story that came out about Meta World Peace was offered money to throw games?
I did.
He said he was approached to fix games when he played at St. John's in the 90s. He said that he was offered up to $35,000. That's a lot of money for a college kid.
I was going
to
say, a dude that
back
came
in the
from
90s,
hard
too.
Times
35,000 is a lot now.
Man.
Yeah, so he was offered $35,000 to throw a St. John's game, and he was approached in his neighborhood. So it wasn't like someone on campus or anything like that. He was just hanging out in the neighborhood, and somebody came up and said, I'll give you $35,000 if you throw the game.
And I'll say this.
It's crazy.
The neighborhood he grew up in, that's what I'm saying. He came from the projects. He came from a really tough hood. That's surprising that, one, that he would come out and say it, but not surprising that it happened. But I'm also surprised he didn't take it.
Well, he said, the one interesting time that came to my neighborhood, hey, you know, I got $35,000 for you. He said, all right, that's cool. I'll take $35,000. They said, we need you to throw a game. And his response was, you a-hole. He said, but it crossed my mind.
Now, let me tell you this about Ron Artest, because I told you, when the Rockets had him, as much as he's got a bad rap about, you know, a lot of things being
crazy.
Nuts, that dude is a rock. And people don't realize.
What do you mean?
He was the Golden Gloves champion for all of the state of New York.
Like he's built,
out of the city of New York, yeah. And we were doing a one-on-one with him up on the balcony at the practice court. And Bill Worrell was interviewing him. He said the same thing. You walked by, you slapped him on the back, and it felt like you were slapping like a concrete slab.
Really?
Yeah. But he was definitely nuts. Like
that's me, too. I'm kind of like that.
Yeah,
like,
very similar.
You touch me, and it's just all rock-hard abs and muscles and, you know, muscle jiggles. I don't know if you know that.
I've heard that.
We've discussed that scientifically on this show
especially before. Especially
on the arm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because I always go back to you know, how the Rockets used to have their corporate partner dinner, and it was like a black tie affair, and it was all fancy.
Right.
And everybody's looking around 5 minutes before, you know, the cocktail hour is over, dinner's about to be served. They got all these big wigs with donated that's spent a lot of money with the Rockets. Artest, not at his table. They started calling around, like, anybody seen Ron? Anybody seen Ron? Dude was at the gym down the street.
Oh.
And he was like, oh, forgot.
Was that tonight?
So they figured he was going to blow it off, right? Just, I'm sorry, I can't make it. Like 15 minutes later in Sacramento Kings sweats, because he saved his sweats from his previous teams, he comes rolling in while everybody else is dressed up, joined the table, bought everyone at the table a bottle of wine.
Oh, that's nice.
And took care of him. It's like, dude, you can say a lot of things about him. You think he's nuts, but he was a really good dude.
That's cool, man.
Yeah. So there you have it. All right, so we're going to continue to roll on. It looks like we got one segment left to go on the big show. Then we're going to turn it over to Fred, AJ, Jong, and the Blitz. They'll take you home till 7 o'clock right here on ESPN 97.5.
Hey, Nick.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Steelhouse Poker Club. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back for the final segment of the big show. Before we turn it over to Fred, AJ, John, the Blitz, they'll take you home till 7. Good thing about it, it's all right here on ESPN 97.5. We are at Steelhouse Poker. It is in its grand opening stages this weekend, and what better way to start it off with a bang than a $100,000 pot? It is a great deal. The today's festivities got underway about 2. If you can't make it today, you can still get in tomorrow. Top 25% both days. Then we'll settle it all on Sunday. Barry's going to play tomorrow. It's going to be a great time had by all. Really cool place. Stop by and see us. It is 9930 North Freeway. If you're coming from downtown, you exit 249, and then you turn right on Northville. If you're coming from the north side, it's the West Mount Houston.
Back, there you are.
Yes.
Yeah, I told AJ, my goal, you guys know, I just don't want to be the first one bounced tomorrow. That's it. I'm just folding until I see that number. Because right now it says like there's 166 of 170 remaining. So if there's 170 when we start tomorrow, as long as I see 169, then I can start playing. I just don't want to be that first guy out. So
you don't want to be that guy?
Don't want to be that guy. And AJ was telling me a story off air when I told him that. He goes, dude, that happened to me in Vegas one time. I'm the small blind pocket kings. He's like, the dude to my right gets he goes all in, so I had to call. He had pocket aces. I was like, ooh, that sucks. So he was the first one out. So as long as that doesn't happen to me, then I think that'll prove I'm better at poker than AJ. So that'll be good. So a couple things on the text line.
Okay.
Somebody said, have y'all seen that Stephanie Adams story? Did you hear about this?
We did. I was reading about it because of the text.
Yeah.
I was reading about it in a break, and it is that's a tragic
former
story.
Former Playboy playmate Stephanie Adams – and her son,
7 years old,
pronounced dead after they fell from the 25th floor of a skyscraper, I guess, in New York.
25th floor.
The Gotham Hotel, I believe it's called.
Yep, 25th floor.
Landed on a second floor balcony, and they don't say in the article specifically like if she slipped or if she was pushed or whatever. They do go on to mention the fact that she was in a custody battle for her son, but they don't mention anything else. And I'll be honest, and maybe I'm just jumping to conclusions here, but they made it in the article, they made it seem like that she did it. Like she was like not wanting to give up custody of her son. Now, I may have read it wrong, but did you get that vibe when you read it?
Yeah, and then I was looking at, there was one quote from the authorities on site said, it appeared as if the victim was a quote-unquote jumper,
oh.
implying it was a case of suicide. Just tragic because the bottom line is...
That's murder-suicide then, really.
Yeah, because I was going to say...
I mean, honestly, if you take your son with you...
No matter what
God,
kind of legal battle you're in
person.
With your ex, that kid didn't deserve that.
No, that's
that
just,
kid had nothing to do with that.
That's
that kid
a horrible
was
thing.
7 years old.
Now, did you look her up to see how hot she was in her Playboy spread? Because does that make me a bad person?
Yep.
It does?
Yep.
Well, I guess I'm a bad person.
But you did that when all the porn stars were... kicking the bucket.
Well, that's true. I mean, don't we all though? No, are you not like
we
if you
that.
Hear something about somebody, you're like, I wonder if she's hot. I'm gonna look it up. You don't do that
occasionally.
Okay, but she was. I didn't see when they said she was a
1992.
That's a fine year.
Okay,
that's well. I won't say that. We're in a public place. I was gonna say something disgusting, and I won't do that. We'll
shocking
just
shocking that you hold back.
We'll just move on.
Not something that you normally do.
I got this text. I'll read this out loud. Barry is a lazy fat ass. I don't know why we had to text that about me. That doesn't seem very nice.
Well, that's our texters.
That doesn't seem fair. I don't know why they, why just randomly send that in for the show. I don't know who you are, sir, but you are not nice. And by the way, several of our.
It was a sir.
Well, that could be true. Might have been a chick. Several of our listeners texting in. Chappelle and Jon Stewart have two shows.
Oh,
June 21st and June 22nd, so Chappelle and Jon Stewart, which freaked me out, by the way, because I'm at the Joke Joint on the 21st and 22nd of July, but I thought it was June, and then I was like, oh, no one's coming to that show.
Yeah,
because when I was in Little Rock, Kevin Hart was in Little Rock, not a big town, so anyone that likes comedy, guess where they went that night?
Yeah.
Not to the show I was on. I'll
Come
tell you
on,
that much.
After Slade Ham gave you the boost,
no.
You can take him.
Yeah, not going to help them. That much.
All it takes is a little promotion from us during the week on the air, and boom.
Yeah.
Take them down.
Thankfully, I'm there July 20th and 21st, not June 21st and June 22nd. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so big weekend plans aside from playing poker?
No. Hopefully I'm busy on Sunday, which means I made the final 25% of who enters tomorrow.
So essentially, what do you got going on Sunday?
Yeah, I'm just going to hang out, nothing.
Okay.
I'm gonna
just want to make sure.
Yeah, just probably mow the yard, you know, think about all the mistakes I made in the tournament the day before.
Weed eating the ditch?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's time again.
Okay.
So, yep.
Yeah, I'm not going to be doing that.
No?
No.
You have a yard guy, don't you?
No, yeah.
Lazy.
Sure do.
Lazy.
No.
A real man would
smart.
Mow his own yard.
No, just smart.
Nope.
Smart. Nick
nope.
does too. By the way,
nope.
Nick does too. Nick does too.
Has a yard man?
Yep.
Well, that doesn't surprise me. Nick is lazy as well.
I'm just saying,
a real man mows his
I
own
think
yard.
That makes me normal.
AJ over there saying he agrees with us. That's the first time that's
real
happened.
Real man mows his own yard. That's just, just putting that out
do
there.
Do you have one
now,
that
I
you
have
ride,
a
or do you have like a self-propelled?
Yeah, no. Yeah. Come on. I have a riding lawnmower. Are you kidding me?
I don't know.
I mean,
don't you have a lot of property? Like, I don't know. Didn't
yeah.
you, it's like an acre or something like that?
1.3, yeah.
So you're pushing
that
around?
Not
1.3
that you're
being acres?
Specific.
No, I have a riding mower.
Oh, okay.
But what sucks is we have ditches in our neighborhood. We don't have like a gutter system, so we just have ditches. And I have to weed eat them all. That sucks.
Because
I'm on a corner lot.
Means ditches get stitches.
I don't. We dong him
last
for
time
that.
You had to do the
dong him for that.
We had to hear about that.
Thank
all
you.
The 4 foot weeds.
Yeah, it's a man's game out here,
it,
Joel.
Bro.
It's a man's game. All right, I'm not gonna lie. I asked the guy across the street. His yard guy was there, and I said, "Hey, man, how much would you charge me to weed eat the ditches? $50 a week. I was like, nah, I'm willing to sacrifice my manhood, but not for that much. Nope.
50, he'll do the whole lawn.
Dude, $200 a month just to weed eat? No. I used to pay 25 to get everything done in my old house.
If he does your lawn and the edging and the ditches.
No, this was just the ditches.
I said, but give him an extra 50, you can work it out.
No, I didn't buy that riding lawnmower for it to sit in the garage. That's my only. Dude, do you understand why most men do the yard?
To get away from their wife.
Yes. It's the even if the sound of a lawnmower and a weed are sometimes is better than anything else. You just you don't have to listen to anything. To do the whole yard?
Yeah, everything.
A couple days.
Oh,
I have to spread it out. Spread it out. There's so much. Plus it gets hot.
Who the hell
plus
wants to waste
hot.
That much time?
Because I don't know. Cheap, really. More to be honest, it's just because I'm cheap.
Now the truth's coming out because I'm like a couple of days.
Forget that.
Well, but I spread it out. Like so, when it's time to weed eat, I'll go home like on a Tuesday and I'll weed eat from 5 o'clock till dark. So that's like 3 hours. That's not that bad. Yeah,
that's bad.
And then I'll go home like on Thursday
morning and about Wednesday at 5, I'm good.
No, I'll go home on Thursday and I'll mow, and so that takes a couple of hours, and then I'll do everything else that Friday, and that's those 3 days spread out over time after work. Yeah, you know. Not bad. It's probably like a total of about 7 hours invested in the yard. What, do you think I'm going to do that all on a Saturday and just burn a whole Saturday? I don't think so. I got naps to take, bro.
Pick any day that ends with a Y. I'm not doing that burning that day because of that.
Well, that's why we separate the men from the boys on this show,
right,
Joel.
The real men do real things with their time instead of killing 2 days cutting their lawn and whacking their weeds.
Just saying, you know, Paul Bunyan didn't get big just because he paid someone else to chop down all those trees.
Okay, plumper.
Plumper.
So
Plumper.
We're going to wrap this thing up, and we're going to hand it off to Fred and AJ, who are here. John is back at the studio. The Blitz will continue the fun and games until 7 o'clock at Steelhouse Poker. Again, stop by and see them. Promotional team is here giving away lots of goodies. We've even got tickets to the Carbach Cook-Off tomorrow, so stop in and see the promotional team even if you don't play poker.
Who's winning Sunday? Who you got?
Warriors are winning.
Nick, who you got?
The Rockets.
You have the Rockets winning?
Yep.
Terrible pick, Nick. I have the Warriors winning. Yeah. Sticking with my Warriors in six. So
first
there you
game
go.
In their house, they're winning.
Yeah.
All right. Good. For Nick, for Barry, I'm Joel. Have yourself a great weekend. Stay tuned. The Blitz is next right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.